Now we've got Mary from South Dakota on the line, whose kitchen is just cracking up and running away. What's going on with this granite?
Well, I always thought this, it was a pretty sturdy stone, but I noticed we've been living in this house. We built it in 2006, April 2006. And I noticed the other day when I went to clean off the countertop, I thought there's a crack there. And the granite piece is probably about 2 feet by 6 feet, and this is at the right-hand side. It's about 10 inches from the corner. Okay. And the crack is probably about 10 inches long, and it's a crooked crack. And it's just a very, very slight elevation on one side of it. And I didn't know if granite really cracked. You know, I'm confused.
A crooked crack. That's the worst kind.
The thing is,
granite is going to crack if it's not supported well. So there may be.
Yeah, I wonder if there's been some movement with a lower cabinet.
Right. It could be structural movement in the floor. It could be movement in the cabinet. Maybe it wasn't set right to begin with. But if it's not held solidly, it doesn't bend. And so what you're seeing is the result of that. I'm wondering if, is it open enough where you want to seal it with something or you just want to live with it?
Well, we're not really sure. I thought I'd check with you and see what you think the best thing is to replace it or if there's any way they can seal it. I don't think the house is really settled at all because I don't see any cracks in the walls or any place. I haven't really checked the level on the piece of granite, so I don't know if it's uneven or not.
If you could seal it, you probably would use a silicone for that. But you have to do it very carefully or it's going to spill out all over the surface. So what you're going to do is have a very, very small opening to the caulk tube and squirt just enough to flow into the crack and then let it dry really, really well. Walk away. Let it dry. Don't touch it. Don't try to wipe it. And then if there's anything extra that gets on top, you can use like a razor blade and cut it away.
It'll slice it off.
Be like rubbery.
Okay. Do you ever hear that happening very often?
Nope. Not really. Because usually if it's going to crack, it happens when it's first installed. But if you get past the installation, I've never heard of it cracking after the fact. So I suspect something moved and, that's what happens.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.